Developing coaching skills, track number 5. Demonstrating the effective selling system. A great coach of ideas and concepts can and will demonstrate, or at a minimum, discuss how the concept applies via stories, analogies, and metaphors. In other words, I wouldn't expect an athletic coach to demonstrate everything that they expect the athlete to do the way they expect the athlete to perform that skill. However, they must show the athlete what they expect. Track might be the exception, where you tell them to run fast and turn left. In sales coaching, a great sales coach knows, I mean really knows, the content of the sales process and the selling system. They know it so well that they own the content. You know, this is true when a sales leader exhibits the sales skills expected of the sales team in everything they do. In other words, they ask questions. They ask open-ended questions. They help people discover the issues that they have. They make sure that the other person wants to fix the problem. They then check for the ability of that salesperson to invest time to fix the problem. And then finally, they get commitment to take action. In selling, unlike some other professions where coaching is part of development, you as a coach must demonstrate what you expect. You must be able to demonstrate the 8-step phone process, including the effective USA, the elevator speech, so to speak. You must demonstrate an effective initial call, starting with, why am I here, and finishing with the yes or no option. Your inability to be able to demonstrate this will continue to inhibit your sales team's ability to execute to the sales system that you've told them is effective. This mastery of the system is what allows you to then identify incorrect behavior when you observe it in a selling situation, in a prospecting situation, or in role-playing with peers. If you don't know